Now, the rest of the story. You are a stranger in these parts, and you've taken a walk in the countryside. As the brilliant colors of autumn have lured you into wandering, so has your mind been dazzled into forgetfulness. Your way being momentarily lost, you look up and about you, and there atop a high hill is a huge old house. Well, let's walk up there for a closer look. As the dry leaves rustle in our path, the old house looms larger before us. There's no sign of activity from without or within. Tall windows, tall columns, tall chimneys, but a lonely feeling. Obviously uninhabited, equally obviously uninhabitable. The place is in ruin, somber and desolate. Vegetation has grown up all around. The windows are broken. It's getting late now. You really ought to turn back, but curiosity is getting the better of you. As you expected, the big door on the west side is not only open, it's practically falling off its hinges. Now you're inside. You're in the main hall. And there is a large horseshoe-shaped second-story balcony with no apparent staircase leading to it. But what a grand home this must have been. Once upon a time. Your pensiveness is broken by sudden sounds. Was that a moan you heard, then sort of a dragging or a grinding from below? Once again, your curiosity has overcome other considerations. You set off in search of the source of the sounds. Your search ends in the basement. For some reason, livestock has been allowed to take shelter there. Cattle. Well, now you've seen everything. And one by one, the questions come. How could such a place, surely once so lovely, have been neglected and consigned to decay? Doesn't anyone know it's here? Well, I'll tell you this much. The original owner, impoverished before he died, sought permission from the authorities to raffle off his home. It and everything in it went for a song. And eventually the old house was abandoned. I'll tell you something else. Right now, you're carrying a picture of his old house in your pocket. Oh, yes, you are. For the countryside we have been walking, we would have been walking 100 years ago. It was in 1879 that the old house on the hill looked precisely as I have described it. Grain was sometimes milled and stored on the parquet floors of the drawing room. And the basement had become a cattle barn. In 1862, the house was bequeathed to the American people, but Congress turned it down. Congress, preoccupied with the Civil War, had no time for petty real estate, and for 20 years, that home declined toward total collapse. Even though its designer, its builder, and its original owner was also the designer and the author of our Declaration of Independence. The old house on the hill, restored at last from ruin and with us still, the same house on the tail of your nickel, was the home of Thomas Jefferson, Monticello. And now you know the rest of the story.